first up, an act of terrorism. That's how U.S. officials are treating last Wednesday's shootings at a conference center in San Bernardino, California. Zaid Rizwan Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, killed 14 people at a holiday party. They were both killed later Wednesday in a shootout with police. On the day of the attacks, officials say Malik had pledged allegiance to the ISIS terrorist group. Law enforcement authorities believe the attack might have been inspired by ISIS. They're not sure if the militant Islamic group actually ordered or directed it. U.S. President Barack Obama has been criticized for how he's handled the threat of ISIS, and he's been accused of downplaying that threat for political reasons. Last night, he delivered a rare public address from the Oval Office. He's only done that two times before. President Obama sought to reassure a nervous American public that he has a plan to defeat ISIS and protect the U.S. homeland.
Many Americans are asking whether we are confronted by a cancer that has no immediate cure. Well, here's what I want you to know. The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us. Our success won't depend on tough talk or abandoning our values or giving in to fear. That's what groups like ISIL are hoping for. Instead, we will prevail by being strong and smart, resilient and relentless, and by drawing upon every aspect of American power.
Next today, a tentative deal was reached over the weekend at a United Nations conference on climate change. It's also known as the COP21 conference, and it runs through this Friday in the French capital. The draft agreement involved negotiators from 195 countries. It aims to reduce carbon emissions or greenhouse gas emissions around the world. But it doesn't say by how much countries should aim to reduce their carbon emissions by the year 2050. And it's not clear what the penalties would be for a country that doesn't keep its promise. Negotiators will be working throughout the week to address this and reach a final legally binding deal. Most scientists say human activities have likely caused global temperatures to heat up over the past century. Some critics say the science leaves room for doubt and that humans don't have a significant effect on climate change.